This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization has now declared monkeypox a global emergency. We get more details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russian missiles hit the Black Sea port just hours after Moscow and Kiev signed deals to allow grain exports to resume from there. The Ukrainian foreign ministry denouncing the strike as a spit in the face of Turkey and the WHO's chief says the expanding monkeypox outbreak in more than 70 countries, and especially in Europe, is an extraordinary situation that now qualifies for stronger action by health bodies.
I have decided that the global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern.
The declaration could spur further investment in treating the once rare disease and worsen the scramble for scarce vaccines. The WHO's Tedros made his decision despite a lack of consensus among experts serving on the UN Health Agency's Emergency Committee. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is criticizing Russian leaders after they say that a missile attack hit Odessa and that Russia had demonstrated that to the world community that it is has an inability to negotiate. Zelensky mentioned a visit earlier on Saturday of American parliamentarian delegations headed by the Congressman Adam Smith to Ukraine and thanked U.S. President Joe Biden for the support that has provided to Ukraine thus far. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 6,000 residents have now been ordered to evacuate a fast-moving California wildfire near Yosemite National Park. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Oak Fire broke out Friday and exploded overnight to more than 6,000 acres by Saturday morning with 0% containment, says Cal Fire's Natasha Fouts.
We had a dangerous rate of spread due to dry winds, heavy fuel load.
She says dead trees killed by bark beetles spread the fire quickly. So far, at least 10 structures have burned, and the high heat is making it hard on firefighters. Meanwhile, the Washburn fire that was threatening those giant sequoia trees in Yosemite is roughly 80% contained, says the National Park Service's Kevin Sweeney.
Not a single giant sequoia in the Mariposa Grove was killed during the fire.
I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden likely contracted a highly contagious variant of the coronavirus spreading rapidly through the United States, and now his body aches and a sore throat since his positive test. According to an update from his doctor Saturday, that variant is known as BA5, and it's an offshoot of the Omicron strain that emerged late last year and is believed to be responsible for the vast majority of coronavirus cases in the country. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the president's physician, wrote in his latest update on Biden's condition that Biden's earliest symptoms, including a runny nose and a cough, have become less troublesome. Biden's vital signs, such as blood pressure and respiratory rate, remain entirely normal, and his oxygen saturation levels are excellent and no shortness of breath at all, according to his doctor. The president has likely again contracted the highly contagious variant. International human rights groups have now urged Sri Lanka's new president to immediately order security forces to cease use of force against protesters against troops and police cleared their main camp following months of demonstrations over the country's economic meltdowns. A day after the president was sworn in, hundreds of armed troops reined protest camp outside the president's office in the early hours of Friday, attacking demonstrators with batons. Human Rights Watch said that the action sends a dangerous message to the Sri Lankan people that the new government intends to act through brute force rather than the rule of law. Two journalists and two lawyers were also attacked by soldiers. And recapping our top story, the World Health Organization has declared monkeypox a global emergency. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.